That is fascinating. So the people who are complaining and finding it difficult to achieve reach on LinkedIn, it's because they are being inconsistent in terms of what they are engaging with or sharing.
Yes, 100%.
Hello and welcome to this podcast with me, Nikki Hutchison, that's going to take you from overlooked to fully booked. Today is a guest episode, and today's guest, Louise Brogan, is a LinkedIn expert who's been honing her commitment to this channel and her craft over many years. Louise and I think she can confirm, first met through Andrew and Pete of Atomicon fame. And this year, I'm very excited because Louise is going to be speaking at Adventures in Marketing. Tickets are still available, just if you can join us, I'll share details at the end. I'm seeing so many business owners right now complaining loudly about LinkedIn algorithm declining or, quite frankly, disastrous reach and the massive rise in formulaic AI content. So this episode could not be more timely. So let's welcome Louise to the show and dive into how you can raise your visibility on LinkedIn using AI. But not like that. So welcome to the podcast, Louise.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to dive into this today, Nikki. And I think we did meet through, I'm sure we met through Atomicon, I think. Yeah.
I think so. Many years ago.
Yes.
So I'm excited that you're coming to Edinburgh. And I know you have connections to Scotland. We are going to bond further over a love of long vodkas.
Yes. Yeah, I went to Dundee. I went to uni in Dundee. Absolutely loved it. Such a fabulous place to go to university.
Oh, brilliant. So we can't wait to welcome you back. But let's talk about LinkedIn, because you've been talking about LinkedIn for years. So when did your love of LinkedIn begin? I admire this commitment to one thing.
Yeah, she's banging on about LinkedIn again.
That's good.
So I started my business around 2013, I think. And back then it was all social media. And I remember going to speak at a picture room, Nikki. This is not what Adventures in Marketing is going to look like in my head.
Okay.
A room full of men in suits.
Oh, definitely not.
It was like a management networking thing. And the council said, oh, let's get Louise Brogan along to talk about social media because, you know, this is back in 2015, 16 maybe.
Okay.
And there weren't a lot of us about then. Now, you look out the window, you can see 10. So I talked about Facebook and Twitter and I think Instagram. I can't remember when it started. And then we took questions from the floor. And I very briefly touched on LinkedIn. And every single question was about LinkedIn. And I remember coming off that podium and thinking, flip, this is interesting because all of these people in this room have got budget to spend on workshops and training and outsourcing, and they do not care about Facebook or Instagram, or some of them care about Twitter, but their focus is on LinkedIn. And then I started working with an American coach in around 2018, I think. And she said to me, Louise, I really feel like you should niche down. Why don't you choose LinkedIn? Because you said to me, basically, at the end of the day, it's where the money was. I went, right, that's it. I changed my podcast. It was then called LinkedIn with Louise. There's lots of trademark issues with LinkedIn, which is why it's no longer called that.
Okay.
And I focused entirely on LinkedIn, which was genius because when the pandemic hit, all of a sudden, everybody needed to be on LinkedIn. And it was like, oh,
brilliant.
I know all about it already. So this is good.
And you were all set up to give them what they needed.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So how do you make money from LinkedIn these days?
Mainly actually teaching. Mm-hmm. So one of the big impacts that AI has had in a very slow moving way for me has been that I have a very small agency where we did LinkedIn content done for you services. And fewer inquiries were coming in for that service. People were more likely to say to me, Louise, can you just teach me how to do it myself? Lots of different reasons. Companies maybe reducing their budgets, people using AI. So the solopreneurs who may have said to me before, oh, could you help us with this? They are now going, well, why don't we just use AI for that? So lots of different reasons, but more and more inquiries on, well, I'd actually need to know how to use LinkedIn. And so that's where my business has kind of gone. And what's been really interesting is my reach has increased. Nikki, I'm a geek. I did a master's in computing. I was a software engineer. Before I worked for myself, I was an IT project manager. Like, I like finding out how things work, basically. And so LinkedIn changed the way they operate probably towards the end of autumn last year and replaced the back-end systems with more AI-focused algorithms. That does not mean they want you to use AI to write their content.
What does that mean?
It means that, and I will be talking about this in Edinburgh and showing examples, but basically means that the algorithm, there's at least four different engines behind the algorithm on LinkedIn, and they will never tell us how they operate.
Yeah.
All right, we've just got to try and figure it out. And the big one is called 360 Brew, as in coffee brew, not iron brew. And it operates in real time. So what that means is, and this is why understanding how it operates in the back end, and yes, people are like, oh, I've tuned out already, Louise is so geeky. But if you stay with me, that changes how you should show up on LinkedIn.
Oh, it's a great hook. I'm like, okay, I'm with you. I'm listening really hard.
So your behavior on LinkedIn is measured in real time. So in other words, if you go on LinkedIn on the 1st of February,
yeah,
and you talk about your business, let's just do it with my business.
Yeah.
You talk about, here's the kind of content we cover in our LinkedIn workshops for corporate clients. And then the next day you go in and all the content you engage with is to do with gardening. The AI algorithm's going, she was LinkedIn corporate workshops yesterday. Now she's commenting on posts about gardening. This, what? Don't understand.
Yeah.
And then the third day you go in and you post about, and I very rarely do this, I'm not a ranty person, but maybe you got really frustrated with something that happened. You're trying to send a parcel somewhere, it costs too much money. You go and you do a bit of a rant about it. Now you have completely thrown the algorithm. It has no idea what you do, who to show you to. So it doesn't show you to the people who were previously getting shown to.
Interesting. That is fascinating. So the people who are complaining and finding it difficult to achieve reach on LinkedIn, it's because they are being inconsistent in terms of what they are engaging with or sharing.
Yes, 100%. It's even more than that. There's another thing called lost in distance. And that is the AI algorithms on LinkedIn, in the same way that generative AI that people use, like ChatGPT and stuff like that, they do not spend time wandering through all your content to figure out what you're talking about. So do you know how people would tell a story about, I was walking to work and I saw this guy and he was homeless and he was begging and I went over to buy him a cup of coffee and turns out that he used to work at my offices, da 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 da, and here's the real story behind why I'm telling this whole story. You have lost in distance the point of your story. So if you're trying to talk about how, I don't know, you're an unemployment coach or something now, I don't know, or you sell really great coffee, you have got to start with that at the very top.
Okay.
So that the AI knows what the heck is this post about.
This is gold. This is so good. Yeah. I'd love that you have geeked out on this so that you can share it with us.
I mean, this is genuinely what I love to find out about this kind of stuff.
I can tell. Brilliant.
So yeah, so the lost in distance bit, I mean, we'll dive a bit more into that in Edinburgh. But basically, the long story short is, if you want to win business on LinkedIn and you want to engage with the kind of people that you want to work with,
yeah,
you've got to be focused, focused, focused.
Okay, I love this. All right, so as we're talking about being focused, 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 and obviously that's what you have done on LinkedIn since 2018.
Yeah.
What other channels do you use alongside LinkedIn, or do you not need to?
Well, I also have a wildly successful YouTube channel, which came out of the pandemic.
Uh-huh.
So my YouTube channel, which is all about how to use LinkedIn. I also share tools on there that I use, like AI tools and different kinds of tools for podcasting and video and stuff. But mainly it's about LinkedIn. So during the pandemic, in the first lockdown, when everything was, you know, everyone stopped buying services from anybody. And I was like, oh, flip, what am I going to do here? I was in a little mastermind group with five people, two of whom are YouTube experts. And we used to meet weekly on a Zoom call. And one day I showed up for the Zoom call and I said, oh, Tom, I got this email today saying something about having 10,000 views on a video on YouTube. And he went, well, you must have a video on YouTube then, Louise. And I was like, I really don't. And he says, well, go and look. So I had done, back in 2015, I think, I had posted a bucket load of videos on how to use Facebook and Instagram and just forgot about them. And this one video on how to post in Facebook groups was getting a trickle of views, Nikki, but over the 5 years, it had hit 10,000 views.
Okay.
So I got notified. I'm like, I didn't even know I had a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And Tom said to me, well, Louise, you know, actually, I think you should do video content about how to use LinkedIn on YouTube because, and we went and looked at the analytics and it was like a wide open space. There wasn't really anybody doing it. So I have three kids. They were all at home doing their homework. School was setting homework. I'm like in my office. We can leave the house for 1 hour a day. It's like, what are you going to do with yourself? I'm just always busy. Like all entrepreneurs, I'm like, oh, what am I going to do? So I started making videos on how to use LinkedIn and it blew up. And I'm about 3.9 million views of my videos.
Wow.
And 110,000 subscribers.
Fantastic.
Yeah. What's interesting about the work that I do is that people want help about LinkedIn because they don't really know how to use it yet. So they're not really on LinkedIn yet, if that makes sense.
Of course. Yeah.
So I'm rubbish Instagram, but I think if I got good at Instagram and TikTok, I'd probably get way more business. But also, bring it right back to the focus thing. You know, when you're focused, you just move forward faster. I think it's better.
Completely. Tell us about your, let's call it funnel, your process to generate that business in relation to LinkedIn. So where do people start?
Yes. So I have a very nice process that anybody can follow. And that is connected to showing up and doing webinars.
Okay.
You call it a webinar or a masterclass, whatever you want to call it. I generally have one a month.
And that is hosted where?
I actually have hosted it in different places. Sometimes they are on Zoom. Sometimes they are directly streamed onto YouTube.
Okay.
The process would be that I would set up the webinar with my email marketing software, the sign-up page. I then create a graphic for LinkedIn and I create an event on LinkedIn and I put the graphic into it. And when people go to sign up on the event, it leads them through to my kit email signing up. So I'm moving people every month off of my LinkedIn.
Onto your list.
Onto my email list, right?
Yeah.
Because it is social media and it's, you know, we want to build people onto our email list in our business rather than just relying on social media.
Yeah.
So then I will create content about whatever I'm going to be talking about at the event. And I say, I've got a free masterclass this week. And then people connect with me on LinkedIn. And again, that's a big change on LinkedIn. Unless you have premium, when you connect with somebody, it can't really send messages anymore. So someone will send me a connection request. And if they look like the kind of person who might want to work with me, whether in my group program or, you know, one-to-one, I will send them a message and I say, oh, thanks so much for connecting. I'm actually hosting a free masterclass next Friday, if you'd like to come. And honestly, I'd say, I think everybody says yes.
Wow. And how many people are we talking about?
I say, oh, that sounds great. I did one before Christmas and 160 people signed up for it.
Wow. And you're doing these monthly?
Yeah, yeah. I do them monthly. And it's the exact same webinar, pretty much.
Okay. Just new people.
Yeah. Learned this from way back in the day, talking to John Lee Dumas from Entrepreneurs on Fire. They did the exact same thing, I think, every Wednesday. And you're just, it's new people. They're all new to me. And interestingly, quite a few people will come back time and time again. So I update, you know, like the current webinar, I talk about the AI and how it operates and how to make that work for you. So obviously that's different since,
yeah,
you know, last summer. But then people get to ask questions at the end. So they come for the teaching and then they come to ask their questions and that funnels them onto my email list.
Yeah.
So that is probably the most process-driven part of how I get business. But a lot of people, it can be word of mouth, you know. And then I speak on stages as well. And that's a brilliant way to get inquiries as well, as you well know.
And so you're driving them and then you sell to them on your email list.
So, yes. So I have probably got 1,600 people on my email list now. Now that I'm starting to do this group program thing. So I'm in the middle of, like, next week is the closing date for the next cohort. So I am sending out a series of emails, of 7 emails to invite people. And I like sharing stories. You know, here's Fiona that I work with and here's what she got from this. And this person who's currently on the group just told me she got a new client by week 4.
Yeah.
This kind of stuff. And people want to know, oh, that's, I relate to that because that's like me. But I also say at the bottom of those emails, if you don't want to hear about this group accelerator, then please just click here.
Yeah.
So this is where my project management life, this is a bit embarrassing for someone who was an IT project manager. Instead of clicking the link and it takes them to a page saying, oh yeah, thank you, you don't have to come to the thing, I literally send them to a news story about something fun. So this week they're going to be sent to a story about a gorilla that had baby twins in the Congo. And it says at the bottom of the email, if you see a gorilla on this link, then you are no longer going to receive emails from the accelerator.
I hope this doesn't encourage everyone to unsubscribe from your sales emails because they want to see the gorilla.
Oh no, shush, don't tell me that bit then. Rewind, scrub. Oh dear.
All right. I love seeing behind your system. Thank you so much for sharing that. It's really interesting.
Yes.
And I want to just ask you quickly about a couple of things that are probably not used or maybe even on the radar of the majority of our listeners, but I would love to hear how you feel about them.
Yes.
So first of all, LinkedIn groups, and then I'm going to ask you about LinkedIn paid ads. So let's start with groups. How do you feel about them?
Okay. I think if you have your own community and you create a group that's private, then they're fine.
Okay.
For my group program, Nikki, I have said to the members, put your questions in the group, absolutely, but please tag me or I probably won't get notified.
Yeah.
So that's not brilliant. I've been part of a community before where it was thriving, but interestingly, when the group leader set up an email conversation on LinkedIn, basically all the chat went into that instead. And I was like, well, groups are, they're not brilliant. That's my opinion on groups is they're not brilliant.
Yeah, I wanted to sense check that with you because that's how I feel as well.
Yeah.
And then let's talk about LinkedIn ads. So paid ads on LinkedIn.
Yes.
This is something that is being obviously pushed by the platform and by several LinkedIn experts who I follow, specifically for founder brands, personal brands as well. So I'd love to hear your thoughts on paid ads on the platform.
It would be a lie to say I haven't done paid ads on the platform. I have done them with some of our corporate clients.
Yeah, same.
They're expensive. You need to really know what you're doing. And yes, LinkedIn themselves are massively pushing it. It's really funny because I go to LinkedIn, it's like the second thing I see every single time is a LinkedIn ad. And it's all about the personal brand. And I hear from someone who I do trust that is not terribly expensive. I can't test it on myself because you can't do an advert to anything that has LinkedIn in it.
Okay.
Yeah, which is they're so, you know, it's their trademark and that's fine. They're very protective of it. But you know what makes me really laugh is that the ads that they're running, they did a whole thing in Cannes for the Lions Festival. If you're going to do ads and you're going to create a video, don't say, yesterday I went to this event or this week I attended something in Paris, because I'm seeing ads in January that still say, this week I was invited to this event by LinkedIn. I'm like, no, you weren't.
Completely out of date. Yeah.
And also, as another tip, because the way that LinkedIn is keeping posts alive for about 3 weeks.
Yep.
We are right now in this very sweet spot that I told everybody not to do this before Christmas, and everybody's Christmas party posts are popping up this week. So just be careful not to put time, something like that, to say, you know, this week, like all the Blue Monday posts, we're going to see them in 3 weeks' time. It won't be Blue Monday anymore.
That's a great tip.
So just to be careful about that. To be honest, Nikki, the way I teach LinkedIn, that's in my book, if anyone wants to go grab a copy. I mean, I think it's free on Kindle Unlimited. It's called Raise Your Visibility on LinkedIn. It's, you know, having a really good, solid network of people who are interested in what you have to say, having your profile optimized, bearing in mind the lost in distance thing applies very much to your profile too.
So be specific.
In that headline, don't say, I help businesses with XYZ. You have lost what you do in distance in your headline.
Yeah.
So good profile, good network, showing up consistently with a focus on the content that you want to be known for, and then using the private messages, which is the other way that I get people will just literally say, you know, oh, somebody said I should get in touch with you. Well, immediately I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Wonder why they said that. They must think you need a wee bit of help. You know, I'll go into conversation. So if you're doing all that stuff, I don't think you need to pay for ads.
Great. Okay. So for somebody who's maybe hovering around, for somebody who is dipping their toe in a few different platforms right now and kind of maybe seeing what's working and wondering whether to go all in on LinkedIn, what would you say to them?
I would say that unless social media is your business, then definitely just try and do two. Don't try and do more than two. If you want to work with people who have got a bit more expendable income, then definitely think about LinkedIn and be really focused on what it is you want to talk about. A lot of people are very disheartened. A lot of people that I work with have come out of corporate careers and they're like, ooh, what if the person that I worked with sees me doing this? And you've got to just think, change your mindset and think, I'm going to create content that helps my ideal client. And when you come at that from a place of service, then you will start to get people interested and people will start to refer business to you. So rather than standing out and saying, I am an expert in this space and broadcasting at the network, try and share stuff that helps people and start a conversation about it. It's a lot easier to do. And I think it generates more interest in you. And people start to follow you because they find your stuff interesting and useful. There's a marketing manager in a hotel in Northern Ireland, and I messaged him this morning because his post was so good. And he did a whole big post about marketing and Blue Monday and where it comes from and what brands should do differently, et cetera, et cetera. And it was so useful. And everyone's commenting underneath it. And all the people commenting are other marketing people. And I thought, you are doing such a good job here because your post is interesting, it is useful to other people, and it's very conversational, not condescending. And that's kind of what you're aiming for.
Brilliant. So be human, but be specific.
Yes.
Yeah.
And don't use AI to write your posts, please.
Oh, louder for the people at the back. Don't do what we saw somewhere this week. I don't even remember what platform it was on, but the person had left the next step of the prompt.
Yes,
the AI going, would you like me to do this next? Was also posted. Ah!
So bad. I use AI all the time. Like, I, you know, being a techie geek, of course I use it all the time.
Yeah.
But I'm using it for, you know, research. And, oh, I've got another little system that I use, which is really cool for sales follow-up. Can I tell you about it?
Please do.
Okay. So there's a company that I have been speaking to. So I get a lot of sponsored stuff for my YouTube channel. So brands will sponsor me to create content about something. So I was speaking to somebody and I need to follow up with them because I haven't heard from them in a little while. And it's a brand that I really want to work with. So I went into ChatGPT and said, here's this person. Here's the conversation that we've had so far.
Yeah.
And the emails we've had so far. And then I went to Perplexity, which is really good for research. And I went in and I typed in, this is the person that I'm trying to follow up with. Can you tell me, is there anything specific happening within that industry right now? And it came back with a really interesting thing that literally just happened the day before. So then I went back to ChatGPT and I said, right, here's this thing that's happened. Can we put together some kind of follow-up now? And it did its usual stuff. And I thought, well, I would never write like that. That's, ugh.
Yeah.
And then I went to Claude. I like to do the AI stack. So I went to Claude and I said, Claude, can you make this sound a bit more human? And it wrote it differently. And I took that and then I wrote that in, changed some of the words so it sounded much more like me. And then that's the follow-up that I sent. So
fingers crossed, but very personalized.
Yeah, it's so personalized and using the different tools for the different skill sets that they have.
Love that.
So I shall keep you posted. If you come to Edinburgh, I can tell you whether it worked.
Perfect segue, Louise, into my final question, which is, what are you going to be sharing at Adventures in Marketing that people can start getting excited about now?
Well, I think the title of my talk is going to resonate with so many people. And it's called Less Cringe, More Conversation on LinkedIn. Because I think a lot of people, well, I don't think, I know because I speak to them all the time, people are just like, oh God, LinkedIn. It's like, oh, yeah. What am I going to say? It sounds so cringy. And they just don't do it. They don't post.
And it's such a missed opportunity.
It's such a missed opportunity because whether you want to work with businesses or individuals, and I have so many stories of people like product-based services who, you know, you may sell fine art. Well, someone who works in a professional services job has money to buy fine art.
Yes.
And they are on LinkedIn as their platform of choice. So I'm going to have lots of examples of that. But really, it's giving you like a proper do this, do this, do this. And it will not be cringy. And you will like using LinkedIn, hopefully, after you've heard me talk.
Love it. I am so looking forward to that. Louise, thank you so much for coming on to From Overlooked to Fully Baked. It's been brilliant to chat to you and hear all your nuggets today. I am so looking forward to seeing you on stage. And thanks to our listeners for joining me on today's episode of From Overlooked to Fully Baked. I'll be back again next week. So I'll see you next Friday at 7 a.m. for the next episode. Louise, just quickly before we finish, I was going to say, where's the best place for people to find you? But we know where that is. Is there anything else you would like to share before we end?
Yes. So if you go to louisebrogan.com/resources, that's where you can get lots of nice freebies that can kickstart your journey on LinkedIn. And come and say hello to me on LinkedIn, obviously.
Brilliant. And at Adventures in Marketing. So if you want to hear more about Adventures in Marketing and why I think you listeners need to be in the room with us, then head to adventuresinmarketing.uk and check out the full lineup and snag yourself one of those final tickets today. And I'm going to give you a special code, my loyal podcast listeners. Use JANSALE, all caps, and you'll save 15%. Woohoo! I would love to see you there. But until then, take care, keep marketing, and huge thanks to Louise for joining us today.
Thanks so much.